Holy Spirit, we come to you this morning and we ask for you to fill each and every soul that's here this morning. You are the reason that we are here. You are the reason that we celebrate. You are the reason that we can say that we are victorious. And Father, we come to you today to say and to ask that you would reveal to us as we go into this new series of respectable sins, that God, that we wouldn't justify, that we wouldn't make excuses, but that God, that you would reveal to us as we open ourselves up, as we open our minds and our hearts up to your will for our lives, that you would make it abundantly clear. Areas of our lives that we tend to just excuse and see is something that is just part of our human nature, but instead that we would be convicted today about these, that we can be convicted through this series, and that God, we would see you do a radical, radical work in our hearts and our lives, because you are worth it, and fellowship with you is worth it. And all God's people shouted this morning, that is not worth it. Good morning. He has risen. He is in control. He is above all things. And if you're with me this morning, if you're excited with me, because I missed a few days, y'all. If you're excited, let's hear it for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because he is worthy. Amen. Woo! That's what Walt Disney World will do to you, y'all. Man, it was an incredible week. I could go on and on. I could take the whole morning and tell you about what happened, what went down. It was truly the trip of a lifetime, and we said that we would probably never be able to do this trip again. About 2 hours in, we said we will do this trip again in a few years, and we're excited. And man, Stephen Powell. I didn't get to hear the whole message. I listened to a few minutes as I was preparing to eat with Cinderella that evening. But man, Stephen just knocked it out of the park, did a great job. You got to hear his heart and where God is leading him. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for Stephen and Kaylee and his precious little one, Eva. They're good people, y'all. We're thankful to have them here. I do want to ask that we would pray for a large group of people today. Some of you know, some of you don't know, and I don't want to go into the details. You can Google later this afternoon what happened at the Orlando airport yesterday. But what I can tell you is that an individual in a very dark place took his life about 50 yards from where we were before we really got going. But he did it in front of hundreds of people, a lot of kids. And it was mad chaos, and we got home late last night. Thankful we got home. There's still people there. They'll be there till probably Tuesday. But I want to pray for this individual's family, and I want to pray for the hundreds of little kids and adults that saw this take place. As we got back in line, we were in line with a family that was right there, and about a six-year-old boy and a five-year-old little girl, and about every 5 to 10 minutes, the little boy would process what would happen, and then he would cry and ask why. And then it got me thinking about the many people that I know walk through these doors. As I wish that I could just go up on that balcony where he made that last-minute decision, or however long he'd been thinking about it, and just tell him about the love of Jesus. And for whatever it's worth, whoever's here that is in a dark place, I really just want to encourage your spirit today, wherever you are, to really explore a little bit deeper the greatest love known to man, and that's Jesus Christ. And so I want to pray for those families. I want to pray for that the family of that gentleman, but also I want to pray for those that are just in a tough place. And so if you wouldn't mind, if you're near someone, just touch them on the shoulder. Don't let anyone in this place, if they're sitting off on their own, somebody get up off your rear end and go touch them on the shoulder. I just want you to give them a little nudge. And I want that little nudge to be a nudge from the Holy Spirit to let you know that it's going to be okay. Because God is that good. And He can handle any amount of pain. And so, Father, we come to You this morning. It doesn't take long to see that we are in a world of hurt and pain and struggle and darkness. I want to pray for those individuals that seem to be in such a pit of despair that for some they may see that there's only one way out. But God, we know that there is another option, a greater option, a more powerful option. And I pray for the people that are here, I pray for the families that were affected yesterday and people that are all around this world, that in this moment are at their wits' end. Holy Spirit, I pray that You would touch their mind and their heart right now and help them to see through Your nature, through individuals, through their current circumstances, that there is a greater option. And His name is Jesus. We love You, Jesus. It's in Your extraordinary name that we pray these things this morning and ask Your blessing upon the preaching of Your word. Amen. 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 It is so good to be back. We start a new series today that a lot of people, you would see the title and you'd be like, well, what really does that mean? You see, we allow certain habits to help us deal with life. Amen. But sometimes the bad habits can become part of our identity. Somebody said, preach, right? Preach. It's time to separate ourselves from these respectable habits, things that we tend to justify and say, well, there's really no way around it. It's just going to be a part of my nature. It's going to be a part of my wiring, my DNA, and recognize them for what they really are. Sin. Amen? So this four-week series covers four elements. We could cover a whole lot more, but we're going to cover one each week. And the first one today is gossip. Woo! Nobody in here really needs to be concerned with that. There's about two people I'll be preaching to, so that's all right. But gossip, worry, pride, and judgmentalism. So our time together this month is going to teach us how to replace these sin nature habits with obedience and grace. Who's ready for it? Amen. All right, man, I have had a time. As I was having several hours of delay yesterday, I found myself in multiple situations, as you can imagine, sitting in lines for hours and hours and hearing everyone grovel about their situation and not really considering the hurt and the pain that was all throughout that airport, but to see that there was gossip all around me. It was hard, y'all. I fall into it just like anyone else, but I want to tell you about a group of people, an individual, a family leaving church one day. Miss Smith, for just to cover her name, Miss Smith, as she was coming out of the church, she asked her husband, do you think that Johnson girl, you think she's tinting her hair? That didn't look right. And her husband said, I didn't even see her. And that dress that Miss Davis was wearing, oh my goodness, who's she trying to impress? Mr. Smith said, really? I didn't really pay attention. Didn't see her, sorry. I'm afraid I didn't notice that either. And then Miss Smith, frustrated as they're about to the car, she said, oh, for heaven's sake, a lot of good it does for you to go to church. And I'm so thankful, as I was with some dear friends last night that helped us get home, they made a comment about Cove Church. He said, really, We don't see gossip in our church. It's here, no doubt. It's in our personal lives, but through these halls, you know that you would have a flying ninja dropkick from the pastor if you were gossiping in these hallways, and so we refrain, and I appreciate that. But in all seriousness, I'm super thankful that we are continuing to create a culture of love and care and respect and honor that really we don't see gossip happen too much, at least where I can't hear it, and this individual last night doesn't hear it, but we know that it's here, and so we must press forward and know that this is definitely, shake your head with me if you agree, a respectable sin. Gossip. You see, gossip creates wounds that run deep. How many of you have been deeply impacted by gossip? Really? I'm waiting for like the wave to start, just because gossip is so abundant. Proverbs 26:22 says, the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down deep into the inmost parts. So you get a piece of chocolate. If I were to toss a few of you a piece of chocolate, it's yummy, it's good, and milk chocolate. It just takes its time, it goes deep, and you can taste it for a while, and you just want more. It's good. And that's what gossip does. It goes down to our inmost parts. It affects us at our deepest level. Amen? The enemy uses a bunch of tactics to make you and I ineffective. And gossip is a weapon that the enemy uses to break us and to divide the body of believers and to divide us as a people, right? And we must see today that gossip, while it's easy to fall into and to justify, straight up, y'all, it's a sin, right? And so what does gossip do then, Ryan? What does it do? What does it do, brother? All right. What gossip does is two main things. The first thing that it does is it separates best friends. I've seen it through my childhood and college and my adult years. It separates best friends. Proverbs 16:28 says, a troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. And also in Proverbs 17:9, love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. So it separates friends, it separates relationships, it can bust up the greatest of buddies, right? But the second thing that it does is it leads to destruction. And so let me just let you know, today is a note-taking type of day. There's a lot of scripture, all right, because we want to cover this to the nth degree, and there's a lot of different points today. So even if you got to write it on your hand, a little soap and water will take that off. Don't worry about it. Or if you got something to write on, this is one of those you want to write notes, because I don't want 10 emails tomorrow saying, hey, can you send me those notes? I'll do it. It leads to destruction. Proverbs 13:3 says, those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin. So it breaks up the closest of buddies, the closest of relationships. You see families that are distraught because of gossip, but also you see, as it's impacted your life, or maybe the gossip that you have fleshed out has caused destruction in other people's lives. So we realize that gossip is painful and it leads to these wrecked relationships and destruction. I remember one time that my wife and I got caught up in texting. Oh, you can accidentally gossip on text. I wanted to communicate something to someone else and we were trying to change the words a little bit. Well, guess what I did? I just copied and pasted and sent it on accident, my fat thumbs. And I sent what we were talking about this other person to that other person. And it took a long time to build trust back up with that person. It was tough. You gotta watch that texting, man. So why in the world do we do it? Why do you and I gossip? If you would say that you fall into the trap or you fall into the temptation of wanting to gossip, would you just raise your hand? Thank you. I'm waiting. The three-year-old on the left doesn't know yet what gossip is, so she's not raising her hand. The rest of you, you raised your hand. Well, gossip originates from the evil in our soul. It originates from the evil in our hearts. In Luke 6:45, Jesus tells us, a good man brings good things out of the good that is stored up in his heart. And an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Ouchie smouchy. You see, Jesus tells us that our words reveal what is in our hearts. Would you agree this morning? And gossip comes from a heart full of evil. So we're just a bunch of evil folks up in here today, right? Insults come from a heart that is full of evil. Criticism comes from a heart that is full of evil. So when we allow our sinful natures to control our hearts, evil will fill our soul and evil spews out of our mouths. Do you agree with that today? That's a harsh word, Ryan. Why are you telling me I'm all evil? Stephen Powell made me just feel good about Jesus, and I was all high-fiving and on cloud nine, and then you come back and tell me I'm evil. Well, let me ask you this. Where else would gossip come from except from the evil that's within us? Make sense? Okay, I'm evil. Continue. So there's multiple types of gossip. You know, a lot of people, when you think about gossip, you're like, well, what does that look like? What does that look like? I know that I get some juicy news and I want to share it with somebody. That's why TMZ is so popular. That's why all these talk shows are so popular, because people talk about other people and it's just juicy. And I like juicy stuff. Oranges and news are good and juicy, right? But there's multiple types of gossip, and I'm going to give you five types of gossip. And what I want to encourage you to do this morning is to check your life as I go through these and see if any of these types of gossip have been too tempting for you to resist lately. And to take them serious. That even though we're joking and we agree that we're all on the same page, that we can agree together to walk out of here saying, you know what, that is an issue. And I got to take those thoughts captive, and I've got to release these to the Lord, and I've got to confess this sin to Him, and I've got to surrender this because this is hindering me from a closer walker with Him. And if there's a closer walker, Walker Texas Ranger, a closer walk with Him. And I don't want that. And so if I see that there's anything, no matter how much my pride wells up and I try to justify it, if there's anything in my life that hinders me from a closer walk with Him, then I want to change something. Amen? And so the first one is slander. Now, it's defined as spreading rumors or lies about a person to cause damage purposely. You want to hurt them. So you are doing like the mean girls, right? And you're just spreading the rumors around. You're like, watch what's going to happen by the end of the day when the bell rings at 3:30. Uh-huh. You see, the Bible mentions slander countless times throughout the Bible, but especially in lists like this one in Colossians 3:8. But now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander. And you might want to close your eyes on the next one, because we're not really preaching on that one. And filthy language from your lips. That's a whole nother one right there. There's all kinds of filthy mouths up in here, isn't there? I done heard you slip a time or two in this building. And I know how your lunch was when you left. Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe that slipped out in front of the pastor. You know what? You know exactly what I'm talking about. But how many times have I talked to some of you? And it's easy for me to talk to you because that's not a struggle of mine. Man, I cursed like a sailor when I was a teenager in my first year of college. God removed it completely. That could be the fifth week. But we're not going there. We're moving on. James 4:11. See, some of y'all are going to stay stuck on that. You're not even going to hear gossip today. You're going to be convicted about your language. So praise Jesus. He is so good. You're going to be convicted today about your filthy, rotten, dirty mouth and gossip. Woo! Thank you, Lord. That's going to be a good day when you can be convicted about more than one thing. Man, thank you, Jesus, for your powerful word. You're so good. James 4:11 also tells it straight up. It says, brothers, do not slander one another. All right, so we got slander. And then the second one is dishing. How many of you know what dishing means? About five of you, dishing the dirt. right? Dishing the dirt basically means sharing the juicy info that you learned about someone, because you know what it's like if you feel like you're the first one to hear something about somebody, or you just get some crazy juicy news. It's killing you inside. You got to text somebody, hey, did you hear about so-and-so? Or you got to call somebody. You got to put it on Facebook. Hey, anybody got any news about blah, 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 right? You just want to get it out there and put the feelers out there a little bit. Maybe the intent isn't to directly cause damage, but let me tell you, by keeping the gossip alive, you're dishing the dirt, and it continues to spread and taint the image of the person that it's about. You see what I'm saying? Proverbs 20:19 tells us, a gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid anyone who talks too much. So we got slander, we got dishing. We also have the one that we hear in these hallways just a couple times. I've been here 2.5 years. I've only heard it once or twice. The prayerless prayer request. And I don't even have to talk about this one. You know exactly what that is. We need to be praying for so-and-so. Poor thing. Bless her heart. And then blah, 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 blah. Right? You hear something, it's so juicy, you got to tell someone, and therefore you turn it into the form of a prayer request so you can spiritualize it, right? And so you aren't sure that it's true, but you got to tell someone, and you have no intention on really praying for that person. You're not going to stop right there and pray for Sister Susie, right? Or Johnny, or whoever. So did you hear about so-and-so? Mm-hmm. You didn't hear it from me. Proverbs 13:3 says, he who guards his lips guards his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. So you got slander, dishing, the prayerless prayer requests, but also the not really joking jokes. You know, have you ever taken some part of the truth and turned it into a joke about someone that makes others question their character maybe as a result of it? It also serves as a passive way to spread more gossip about that person. You know, maybe, you know, he or she will actually get off the couch today long enough to blah, 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 ha, 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 right? You know what I'm talking about. It happens up in the homestead all the time, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. So when the joking is harmful to someone else, it's called mockery. How can you know if you're a mocker? How can you know if it's mockery? Well, it's in the Bible. Proverbs 21:24 says, mockers are proud and haughty. They act with boundless arrogance. And in verse 9:8, it says, a mocker resents correction. He will not consult the wise. And the last one is a whispered suggestion. These subtle insinuations or suggestions can mislead others into thinking wrong thoughts about someone, especially if the conclusions are based on gossipy hunches, right? It's interesting how she was out of town the night that he was murdered. Oh. I heard this all throughout the airport yesterday. Sad. Sad. Proverbs 26:20 tells us, for lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, contention quiets down. One of the greatest quotes I've ever heard, I don't know where I heard it, but I say it all the time, your silence cannot be repeated. Let me say that again. Your silence cannot be repeated. Folks, listen, God is not glorified when we spread gossip and this idle chatter. The test is very simple. If I am not part of the situation or a part of the solution, I should not be talking about it at all. James is typically to the point in this brutally honest assessment, as he says in chapter 3, verse 6. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil amongst the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. Today feels real nice. This is a great sermon, Ryan. But it's truth, right? It's the Word of God, and how we can look throughout all of Scripture and see how powerful our tongue is. Amen? So I get that only a few of you in here you get wrapped up in gossip. Right? I realize that there's only maybe 3, 4, 5 of you that are like, Ryan, wow, I am beginning to be convicted. The Holy Spirit is upon me. I'm realizing that I'm such a gossiper. I'm a slanderer. Just about 4 or 5 of you. Whoa! Wait a minute. How many of us are in the same boat? I'm going to put both my hands up. How many of us are can honestly say today that we fall into gossip? So now that we acknowledge that we struggle with this sin and we call it like it is, let's see how God paves the way for us to overcome this respectable sin. So let's come together today to say we want to overcome gossip in our lives. Amen? And the first thing that I want to tell you about is that you got to tell him. You got to tell God. You got to talk to him. You got to communicate the struggle with him. Tell God about the problem that you're having. In Psalm 40:17, it says, "But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay." You see, bringing our truth to the Lord turns us towards him rather than the problem. Amen? And the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7 to cast all our anxiety on him because he cares for us. And in Psalm 145:18, he says, "The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth." So today, let's all together call on him. In a moment, we're going to wrap this up and we're going to be singing. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with you responding in truth right now, even, and falling on your knees. Because I don't want you to see, oh, well, because it's a respectable sin, it's really not that big of a deal. You know, I ain't out there killing people. All sin is equal in the eyes of God. And if this sin is truly what it is in my life, and maybe today I would realize that, man, you know, I'm not doing this, this, and this. We tend to put certain sins up here. That's just human nature. But for some reason, I feel like I'm out of fellowship with the Father. I'm not quite connecting with him. Maybe today you would agree that here is one nugget of truth that God has presented to me that may be hindering my walk. And so you are free for the rest of this service to turn around and get on your knees at your chair, come forward and pray. You can come sit up here with me just so you can hear a little bit better. Because I want you to be in tune with the Holy Spirit and how he's convicting your soul. Not to see it as something, well, man, I don't like going to them church services where it's just, man, I just feel like a loser. Let me tell you something. If you feel like a bum, if you feel like a loser, if you feel like you just don't have it together, praise Jesus, because that means there's something alive in you, and that's called the Holy Spirit stirring in your heart and your soul and revealing to you that, hey, I'm putting this before you because something's got to change. And then you surrender it to him and watch the beauty that can unfold. It's not just today, but you're going to have to confess it tomorrow. You're going to have to confess it on Tuesday. You're going to have to confess it on Wednesday. But let's rock and roll and get rid of gossip in our lives. Who's with me this morning? All right? So seek God, but also as you do that, I want you to understand something. That number two, we've got to seek his forgiveness. We've got to see that it grieves the heart of God, that it hurts the heart of God, because there's something that's in the way of your fellowship with him. And like I said before, if there's anything in the way of you and a tighter walk with him, you want to pluck it out. Amen? You want to get rid of it. You want to get untangled from that sin. In 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful." Amen. Come on. He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So once we bring the truth to God, we are standing at the edge. We are vulnerable, open-hearted. We feel sorry. And if we don't feel it, but we know that we're in the wrong, man, repenting can lead us towards that feeling of restoration and victory. Who wants to experience victory today over the sin of gossip? Anybody? You see, repenting of the gossip opens up our hearts to God's healing hand. Come home. If there's something burdening your heart, it's always best to come clean. And the third thing is to remove the desire. Ask the Lord to remove the desire for gossip, to pray for His Spirit to overwhelm you when you are tempted to gossip. In Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart. Say it with me again. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let's say it together again. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That is how we get our heart right. Amen? But what about when we encounter others who are trying to trap us in the situation of gossip? What do? We're trying to get our hearts right. We're trying to confess this sin. We're trying to move forward. And then we keep hitting all these people all around us, and all they want to do is talk about other people. You know what I'm saying. For one, you got to delete Facebook. Two, you got to quit watching the news. No, I'm just kidding. The first thing is silence. Some practical suggestions for overcoming the sin of gossip is silence. In Romans 12:10, if you can't say something good about someone, say nothing. But it says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above ourselves. If you can't say nothing good at all, don't say it at all. I said that close to right. You got it. Your silence cannot be repeated. And the second thing is trust. Keep private matters private. Man, when somebody confides in you, don't see it as an opportunity. You're listening, oh, bless your heart. But in the back of your mind, you're like, who am I going to tell first? Keep it private. Well, I can call my mama. She don't tell nobody. I can call my best friend. I tell my spouse everything. Proverbs 11:13. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. And the third thing is to keep watch. Watch out for places or situations where gossip is likely to happen. Your friends. You might have some hard conversations this week. The family dinner table. Groups where you're sharing concerns. Today, right after church, at someone's house or at a restaurant, wherever these situations are, keep watch for those things. Pray for discernment. And then the fourth thing is challenge it. I want to inspire you to speak your mind and challenge it. You know you're thinking it in so many situations. Don't allow gossip to go unchallenged. There's several different approaches, and the first one is the constructive approach. You listen to them, let them do their thing, let them gossip, and then you look at them and you say, now how can we help this person? That's not why I taught you this. I just wanted to gossip. But how can we help this person? How can we help this person be better? How can we come along this person to see that they're healthier? Or you got the subtle approach. You just smile real sweetly. While they're talking, can I interrupt you for just a moment? I'm feeling very uncomfortable about this situation. I feel like it's becoming gossip, and I think we need to stop. Well, aren't you just a high and mighty Bible-thumping fool? Yes, I am. I'm a Jesus freak, and gossip is a sin. Return approach. Listen to them. Well, have you gone to speak to this person privately? Have you talked to him about it? No. You got the concerned approach. Well, if so-and-so knew that we were talking about them like this, they'd be really hurt, wouldn't they? That's the one I tend to use when I fall into gossip, which I do all the time. And I come back later and I say, you know what? Typically to my wife or someone close to me and say, you know, the same things, the same way that I would feel if I knew about what people thought about me, what they said about me. Man, how it would feel if I found that out. Man, think about how that would make that person feel if they found out you felt this way about them or you said these things about them. And then you got the personal approach. Would I be comfortable if this person were to walk into my conversation? How many of you have been there before, right? You just Gabby, 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 and here comes walking around the corner. Isn't that such a God thing? He's got such a sense of humor. Can you see him looking out? Watch this. Let me see how she's going to respond now. You know, you backtrack and you go, you know? Would I stop talking if that person were coming around the corner? Is this person being lifted up right now? Are they being torn down? There was a Chinese proverb that I found that says, speak only well of people, and then you need not to whisper. Amen? So I'm going to close today with the think principle. I'm going to put the think principle before you. This is going to help you know when it is gossip and when it is not. And I challenge you to go there. Well, Ryan, I think that's a beautiful thing. You got the alliteration going on. But I'm not really going to go through that processing in the midst of gossip. Why not? Just like when you memorize scripture, when you're about to sin or you're tempted to take part of that sin, guess what comes to your mind? Whatever you fill your heart and your mind with is what's going to come out of your body. That's what actions are going to happen. So the more you fill your life with junk, what's going to come out? The more you fill yourself with the Holy Spirit, ask Him to fill you, and the more you pour yourself into God's Word, and you memorize God's Word and His teachings and sermons and devotionals and reading the Bible, guess what's going to come out? Hello? Why do you think what you listen to is what you sing in the shower when you're by yourself, or you think you're by yourself, or when you're in the car, and people think you're a fool when you're at a red light? Whatever you listen to the most is what's coming out, the songs that you remember. So why not do the same thing with God's Word and His truths and His promises and His victories and His ability to transform our lives? And we focus on those things. That's what's going to come out. Amen? Somebody say, come on, preach, Ryan. No, I said, preach, Ryan. Y'all so scared to open, just let it out. You know you want to. But here it is, the think principle. Ask yourself these five questions. Is it true? If you hear about someone talking about you and you know it's not true, let it go. I was at Disney. Let it go. No. Just let it go. But also, is it true? Do you have all your facts together? Is it helpful? Is it helpful to the person that you're tempted to talk about? Is it lifting them up? Is it a healthy situation for you to provide more information? Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspirational? The people that you're around, the group of people, the individual that you are tempted to gossip, are they going to be better as a result of being in your presence? Are they going to be inspired? Are they going to walk away from you saying, man, every time I'm around that person, I just want to find something to talk about, somebody else? Are they feeling inspired? Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspirational? Is it necessary? Is it necessary as you walk forward in your life in Christ and you see that everything that I should be about should be to enhance the kingdom of God? Amen? And so therefore, all I'm doing is this little idle chitter chat because it just makes me feel good in the moment for whatever reason, maybe because it takes the attention off of the junk in my own life because somebody else is going through junk. Hurt people hurt people. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspirational? Is it necessary? And the fifth thing, is it kind? True, helpful, inspirational, necessary, kind. As the band comes forward, what I want you to think about right now, I don't want you to think about specific situations yet. But what I do want you to see is that all sin is equal. All sin is equal. And if this is a sin that is corrupting your soul and is causing you to not see people the way that God does, the very people that we gossip about. This broke my heart this week as I fell into tempting moments to gossip. And of course, this was at the forefront of my mind because I knew what I was going to be speaking on today. But every person that we gossip about is a gift to this world. Now, they may not be living in a way that communicates that to the world, but they are a valuable gift to the Father. And He created that person for fellowship with Him. And so instead of gossiping about them, and oh my goodness, I can't believe they keep doing this, round and round and round, problem. Pray about being a part of the solution in their life instead of the problem. Because when we gossip, we are only contributing to the problem of this world. Complaining about politics and a shutdown and a president and this person running or not running and all that. Unless you can be doing something about it, pray about it. Be a part of the solution. See those people today as a valuable creation of the Father, just like you are. And today, I believe the first two steps for you, after you acknowledge, you've already acknowledged, yep, I'm a gossiper, is that you just talk to Him. As we get ready to sing this song, just talk to Him. But then confess it to Him. Ask for His forgiveness. And there's probably no one that you really need to go to right here. Maybe you do. And ask for their forgiveness. But a bold next step would be to pick up the phone before you even leave the parking lot. After you've confessed it to the Lord, and call that person and say, will you forgive me? I haven't thought the right way towards you. Would you forgive me? For some of you, you can't pick up the phone, but you can write a letter. Maybe it's too tough for you. Maybe it's somebody that's hurt you really bad in your life. And this next step is a part of you seeking forgiveness with that person. They may not acknowledge what they've done to you. But man, the world of freedom that you can step into this week as you first acknowledge, man, I've done nothing but just trash this person because of what they've done to me. And you know what? I need to be released from this bondage. And I need to ask for their forgiveness. Yeah, they're the one that hurt me the most, and they're still hurting me today. But I need to do my part and be responsible for me. And maybe, just maybe, God will set you on a path that you've not quite experienced yet. Take whatever step you need to. For some of you, just write the letter. Don't send it. Just write the letter. Air out all your emotions on that paper this week. Because a lot of our true, deeply rooted gossip is towards people that really hurt us. Kind of covers it up, it masks it, helps us to deal with it in the moment. When they've done something to us, they've gotten off the phone with them, they just continue to stick that knife in our back, usually a family member. I want to challenge you to write that letter. You don't have to send it just yet. God will reveal to you very clearly when you're to send that letter. Because then when you are about to send a letter, you're probably going to ball it up and realize that you need to rewrite it because it was done in the flesh. It was done in a frustrating moment, but you still need to do it. And today, I want to challenge you to go deeper than just the gossip of hearing a few things here and there, but to the deeper roots of the gossip in your life, probably unforgiveness, to lay that person down. Surrender the bondage that relationship is causing you and ask God to do what only He can in and through this situation. Father, we come to You today and we're excited that You've pricked our hearts this morning. We're thankful that You've convicted us, that You're stirring in our soul. It's not going to be easy. But God, we know that with You, all things are possible. So God, help us with this sin of gossip. But also at the same time, as we dig up and expose those roots of the deeper elements of gossip, there's some personal, maybe at one point intimate relationships that the gossip only covers up the pain. And I pray today that you would help us to release that pain. Holy Spirit, move. Please move amongst your people. It's in your extraordinary name that we pray. Amen.